Well, hello, everybody. It's Paul von Gertz here from Knife River with the news from Knife River for the month of July. I am I write the newsletter, and so I guess I also read it, too. And we do this a couple times every month. We record it originally, and then we air it on the second Friday of the month. This would be coming Friday at 9 a.m. And then we repeat it the following Sunday at 1 p.m. here on KTWH 99.5. A lot of news that's I want to report to you. The news kind of filtered through me. I write, as I said, the newsletter for the Knife River Heritage and Cultural Center, and along with being the writer of the newsletter, and I'm also the president of the Knife River Heritage Cultural Center. So today we've got old news and current news. Let's call it current history. History is being made, as you know, every day. So we have some current history and some traditional history. But let's start with some current history. And this has to do with the memorial to Lake County veterans that was set in place at the Knife River Heritage Center. We're very proud to have been designated the site for this memorial. It's the only memorial to Lake County veterans at this point. And it was made possible by the Two Harbors American Legion Post 109. Okay, here we go. In the spring of 2019, just a year after the Knife River Heritage and Cultural Center was established as a nonprofit, the community began to more carefully study its history. Among many other things, it learned that several men from Knife River had served in the Merchant Marine. While not officially documented by the government, it is believed that the Merchant Marine lost, as a percent of men serving in the war, more men than any other service branch during World War II. Many as a result of the German U-boat attacks on North Atlantic convoys. Also learned was that men of Scandinavian descent built wooden naval escort boats in Duluth, relied on their wood boat-building skills passed down through generations as Scandinavians. Many of these men were from Knife River, Larsmont, and elsewhere along the North Shore. Lastly, the community wanted recognition for the Knife River commercial fishermen who joined thousands of other fishermen nationwide to deliver fresh fish to a country facing meat shortages during our world wars. The Knife River Heritage Center asked the Two Harbors American Legion Post 109 for any help it could offer in creating a fitting memorial for Knife River's contribution to our country's wars, building on its Scandinavian heritage. The post was established shortly after World War I, and had a long history of honoring veterans and supporting our nation's core values in all of Lake County communities. Well, after several months of discussion with the Heritage Center, the Post realized it had shared memorials to Lake County veterans, but had not dedicated a memorial of its own. It was then agreed that the Post would sponsor a memorial to county veterans on its own, with special recognition for the contributions of those from Knife River. The seals of the six service branches are on the memorial base, and the memorial would read as follows. Dedicated to the veterans of Lake County, who served in the Armed Forces of the United States, with recognition to descendants of Scandinavian seafarers, who served the U.S. Merchant Marine and built the wood boats to help win the Battle of the North Atlantic during World War II. This memorial funded by Anderson Claffey, American Legion Post 109. Well, the Post accepted the challenge of raising the nearly $5,000 cost of the cut granite memorial. In the spring of 2021, this year, the memorial was ordered and installed on July 5th. A special attachment to a skid steer allowed the memorial to be carefully moved into place. That was done by Cavillin Funeral Home. We purchased it through Cavillin, and both Alex and his wife Karen were there to set the memorial in place. It's really in two pieces. There's a base, and then there is the upright. And the two pieces get pinned together. I was fortunate enough to be there and record this. The memorial rests alongside a 30-foot-tall flagpole that was a gift to the community by the Albert Weemy family of Knife River. Albert Weemy was a Great Lakes seaman who lost his life in November of 1966 when his ship, the Daniel J. Morrell, broke in half and sank on Lake Huron during a November gale. The flagpole was dedicated to him and other Weemy family members on Memorial Day 2021. Both the flagpole and the granite memorial are bathed in light at night. The Weemy family provided the flagpole lighting, and the family of Adolph Ogiard Sr. the lighting for the Veterans Memorial. Adolph Ogiard served in the Merchant Marine while in Seattle, Washington, after observing his ship load 16,000 tons of ammunition destined for the impending Pacific Island invasions, the 20-year-old wrote to his father, quote, "I wouldn't give a plug nickel for my life," unquote. Well, Adolf fortunately survived the war, and for 25 years thereafter, as many of you know, was the captain of the now historic tug, Edna G., Two Harbors. We ask you to visit this memorial. It's beautiful. Please approach it with respect and reverence for those who gave their lives to preserve the freedoms we Americans cherish today. Now, here are some memorial statistics, if you're into statistics. The memorial, it's cut from granite. It weighs, well, the base upon which the memorial rests is 800 pounds. The upright, which has the inscription and the seals of the six service branches, is 1,300 pounds. The total memorial is just over a ton, 2,100 pounds. Its base is 4 feet by 16 inches by 8 inches deep. That upright is 4 foot by 30 inches by 8 inches thick. The footing, which was put in by volunteers of the Heritage Center, measures 72 inches by 40 inches by 22 inches deep, weighs 5,600 pounds. That's 1.4 yards of concrete. Believe me, this memorial is going nowhere. And as I said, the memorial was provided and installed by Cavillin Funeral Home here of Two Harbors, and I highly recommend them for memorials. They did a beautiful job. Okay, the next story is called What's Going On Here? And there's a photo, so I have to describe this photo for you or you won't understand the story. It's a photo of a Corps of Engineers dredge inside the Knife River Harbor being positioned into place by a tugboat. Now, how they were able to get in, I wasn't there, but they squeezed her into the harbor. This was the same sort of tug or barge that would be working on the Two Harbors breakwall. Well, in this picture is a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers dredge actually in the Knife River Harbor being positioned by the Corps tug Hammond Bay to remove a large rock that has recently been a magnet for passing deep water sailboats. Bad northeast storms over the past few years may have contributed to moving that rock from an out-of-the-way place. Now, the marina manager, Maxwell Kolodziak, said that earlier this season, a sailboat had struck a rock in the entry, and he promptly marked it with a buoy. Actually, the sailboat already marked it with a scrape of white paint visible from the surface. Well, Max contacted Minnesota DNR for resolution of the problem, and they, in turn, contacted the Corps. Well, providence prevailed as the Corps had already planned on doing some breakwater work in Two Harbors, so assigned a crew a side job of removing the rock, which was successfully done on Monday, June 12th. Thanks to Max of Barker's Island for his prompt attention to the rock problem and for the coordination between the DNR and the Corps of Engineers for getting it removed. And many thanks, too, to Lee Bijou, who lives at, and she and her husband Jim live at the mouth of the harbor entry, who got a beautiful picture. Now, okay, what else is happening in Knife River? Oh, our interpretive displays, outdoor interpretive displays. Okay, the four outdoor interpretive displays that have been in the works since last fall were installed at the Heritage Center on July 20 and are already capturing the attention of passersby on Marina Road, judged by the number of cars seen stopping at the site to view them. Now, we're quite proud of these four interactive outdoor weather-resistant displays, as in about 150 words and images on each, they collectively tell the story of Knife River from indigenous peoples through railroading, logging, commercial fishing, and boat building. The sponsor of each display is now recognized on the display, and we thank these sponsors for sponsoring these displays. I want to also mention, too, IRRB, also known as Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation, also provided funding for the displays through a cultural and tourism grant. Many thanks to Todd Lindo from Two Harbors here, our historian, for providing the text and images for each display, and to Dave Grong and Larry Ronning for installing them. The displays were provided through Panier Graphics of Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, a small family-owned business. They're great to work with and did very high-quality work. We highly recommend working with them. Great customer service. Please take time to see these displays. Eulabian. People have asking about Eulabian. Okay, here. Here's an update on Eulabian, scheduled for December 4th and 5th of this year. Well, the resume button has been pushed by the after the COVID pause, and Eulabian 2021 has quickly taken shape. We have a new chair this year, Helene Hedlund. She said that many of the committee heads from past years are back with innovative suggestions on how to best run the Christmas festival that's been in place in Knife River since 2013. which for many families has become a holiday tradition. With COVID still on the radar, some streamlining and safety precautions will be in place in anticipation of what COVID guidelines may be in December. So we all know this is a up and down world with this virus. More activities will be outside, as you might guess. The number of tents reduced because people will be outside. The Friday night Yule Fest dinner and Sunday celebration will not be held this year. So at this point, a decision on the live nativity, which is a great reenactment of the birth of Christ, was sponsored by the Knife River Lutheran Church Sunday morning, is still pending, depending upon COVID guidelines for children. But important thing is, it's on. Also, too, now connected with Yule Bean is the Yule Bean Express train that brings festival goers from Duluth and will be running along with the very popular Troll Trains to Troll Canyon. Already this year, there have been reports of troll sightings in the Troll Canyon area. Please do make an effort to take little ones, all family members, on the Troll Train to Troll Canyon. We did it in 2019. We had almost 1,000 people that rode the Troll Train to Troll Canyon in search of mischievous trolls. Now, new this year, and mark your calendar for this, to Knife River Holiday Festivities will be the North Shore Scenic Railroad's Christmas Tree Train. It will bring families to Knife River from Duluth to select Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland at the Heritage Site on Saturday following Black Friday. Now, the John Hannell family of Two Harbors will supply the trees and greenery. All Knife River people are welcome to shop for holiday greenery along with train riders, and that goes for anybody in the area. Knife River's Yule Bean is great fun for volunteers and festival goers alike. You can learn more about it at yulebean.us. Now, this is an interesting headline. Should geezers be roofers? Well, I hope there's general agreement they should not. While retirees installed the metal roofing on the depot, it is now 2 years later and many are further into or approaching geezerhood, such as myself. The Heritage Center is in a bit of a catch-22 dilemma. While we are very proud to acknowledge that all our grant requests to date have resulted in an award of some amount, the amount is often less than requested. So reluctant to take funds for roofing from our undesignated donations, as those funds are often needed as a match for a grant, which can be anywhere from 20 to 50%. Hope you can understand that. So, let me move on to the next page here. So, to exacerbate the issue, grants from the four funds that have been most generous to us remain open as our projects are not yet as complete as a result of COVID. We cannot apply for a second grant to any of these four that have been generous to us until the first is closed out. So we want very much to finish the freight building this building season. It looks terrible next to our beautifully restored depot. Now, the freight building it's a smaller building, about 30, 40 feet from the depot. It was added, I think, in the early 20s when passenger service on the railroad declined. And they started hauling freight, and they needed a place to store freight between train schedules, and we want to restore this. We're lucky enough to purchase the building siding last fall after we sided the building before prices went crazy. Now, in addition to replace the siding, we need to roof it and flash the chimney. And the flashing, if you're not familiar, is a collar that makes a watertight fit between the roofing and chimney. We need to flash the depot chimney yet this year as rainwater and soon melted snow will run down it into the depot interior, which is now almost complete. Not to tempt fate, but thanks to safety measures, we've had no injuries beyond slivers and wasp stings to date. We want to keep it that way. So we intend to hire the labor to install metal roofing on the freight building roof and flash the chimneys on it and the depot. We expect labor to be somewhere north of $2,000 to do this, as I just described. Got the bid a couple days ago, and the price is considerably north of $2,000. We get many, many compliments on how nice the depot looks, but compliments won't keep a geezer off the roof. Can you help? All donations to the Knife River Heritage Cultural Center are tax deductible, as we are RIS recognized 501c3. Note on your check that it is a donation to, quote, keep geezers grounded. Keep the old guys off the roof, like me. Thank you. Okay, moving along here. Knife River Garden Club brings out our country's colors and an array of colors. The Knife River Garden Club is long overdue with thanks for how they beautify Scenic 61 Bridge that passes over Knife River with flower boxes. I was reminded of this recently when I saw how nice the bridge looked with flowers in full bloom and American flags in celebration of the 4th of July holiday. These boxes speak so well for the Knife River community and our values. Well, the call to the most recent Knife River Garden Club president, Angela Carson, gave me some info on the club that I now pass on to you. Garden Club enthusiast founded it in the club in 2009, primarily for education on how to grow flowers and produce them in northeastern Minnesota rock and clay. The club arranged for monthly speakers, garden tours, and occasional seminars, including one that was sponsored by UMD. For a community project, they decided they would place flower boxes on the bridge. The 8 boxes were built by Frank Bernhardt from Knife River and have been maintained by Bill Berg of Knife River. For the past 2 years, the Knife River Rec Council has helped pay for these plants. Angela pointed out that watering flower boxes over 16 summer season is a lot of work, as all the water has to be carried at site. Many thanks to spouses and significant others who help Garden Club members water. Well, when COVID hit last year, the club followed CDC guidelines and did not meet. As of now, a core group of members rotate watering the flower boxes. If anyone would like to help with watering and maintaining the flower boxes and perhaps learn a bit more about caring for plants, please contact Angela. Here's her phone number. Grab a pencil. 834-3571. I repeat that again. Angela Carson, 834-3571. Let's see. I'm running a little short on time here. My last story I'm going to kind of summarize. And this is July 15th. It was a sad day for Knife River 100 years ago. I'll just give you the short version of this. And on this date, let me see what that. July 15th of 1921, the last train of the Alger Smith Railroad pulled out of Knife River. And along with it went the tracks that went about 100 miles inland. Well, the Alger Smith was the reason that the Knife River was such a booming community in the late 1800s, early 1900s. They built a railroad that went about 100 miles inland and with additional spurs and so forth, maybe another 50 miles. Well, they logged up until, as I said, 1921, when the timber started to decline. And even though they had contracts to log, they walked away from it because the Alger Smith Company, which was out of Detroit, had made friends with the people who had created Packard Car Company. And so they decided that logging did not have the potential investment as did automobiles. And of course, they were right. And so they put their whole attention into investing in Packard Company. And with that, they pulled out of Knife River. How about that? So that people thought Knife River then would become a ghost town, but it really didn't, thankfully. A lot of people hung around. They liked the area. They started working on the railroad and commercial fishing. And Knife River then continued on, but nothing like how it was in its heyday when it was a major supplier or shipper of pulpwood to the Lower Lakes. Okay, lastly, July donations, memorials, honorariums. Honorarium from Peter Geist for red, white, and blue bunting to replace depot bunting that we post on the depot during the holidays, during the different government holidays. It got torn in a storm, and so Pete gave the money to produce new bunting in memory of John and Lois Geist. The tennis Knife River tennis courts are named for John Geist, as some of you may recall. Sponsorship, Adolph Ogier Jr. and family for lighting, for providing lighting to shine down on the Veterans Memorial in honor of Adolph Ogier Sr., who served in the U.S. Merchant Marine and later became captain of the NIG, as I just mentioned. And with that, I just want to remind you that all these newsletters, with perhaps the last several, because we haven't got them online yet, but are online and you can read them yourself at your leisure and look at the pictures. And all you got to do is go to our website, krhcc.org. And with that, that's the news from Knife River for July 2021. Have a wonderful day.